Wednesday night, everybody come to get lit. Red cups, what you sip? My man roller, he bring a zip. Henny, right. Moscato, and Deuce, whatever you wanna get. Nothing but them goodbyes when we come through. It's a fun event. All the ladies call your girls, all my niggas call your guys. Fall in line, they ain't got no plans, you can tell them to slide. I'm feast the beast, they told you otherwise, them suckers lie. Can't nobody do it, light me up, season like checker fries. What's the vibe? You know what it is when we come inside. This weather feeling good, looking nice like the summertime. Let's get together, we call it the party of the year. You end up missing this, you gon' be sorry you ain't here. Light skin, long hair, better than Cardi from the red. Got me some good game, yeah, I talk it up in here. This the one, they say they like it, play it back, it got them hype, but I'm excited.
I'm Privileged Victory, baby.
Yeah, what's up? We back with another one. Unprivileged Drinkers, taste testers for the hood.
But Suburban Safe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The gang is back. We are hype about this one. This is going to be a great episode, man. I mean, it's got to be, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, we...
It has to be.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's got to be. It's got to be.
Or else.
For sure. It
will be. Yeah. So, the gang is back. This is our Valentine's Day special. We have a special guest here. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, but before we get to that, you know, it's me, the regular guy, Unc Reese. You know, I don't do much talking. I'm behind the scenes with it. These are the main characters in front of you. So, I'm just going to be here, just doing what I do, pressing buttons and shit. And across from me, we got the little bro.
Do a good job of pressing buttons.
I think so.
Mash the motherfuckers right, tonight, would you?
All right. God damn. End up being a parade. God. <wait.
laughs> Can he go?
Well, I'm Dink, a.k.a. Pootie, here with another episode, and I must say, this Valentine's Day episode is definitely needed, especially after the last episode we did. Lots of violence, lots of words that shouldn't have been said, but we're back here with love.
That's because of that fucking Ray and Nephew.
Ray and Nephew.
Yeah, that goddamn
Ray. He's already had a shot, hasn't he?
That's true.
Oh yeah, you have.
You just hype, but yes.
Yeah, he did.
It just so happens we had the next episode is this, so
the love is in the air.
Okay.
And now you have it.
And before we introduce the lady, we have to my right
the dirtiest motherfucker alive. The only one.
There can only be one.
Hey, you know, back with another one.
I'm the only one.
Best day of the week. It's time to drink.
Drink day.
And
the drinkers, baby.
Well, to his right.
No, you weren't supposed to finish
right.
It.
We were supposed to let him finish.
He was going
to
get there eventually.
Eventually.
I'm waiting.
3 hours later. It's about right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. The people's drinker. We're giving you great content this evening. We will be giving you great content. And keep your ears open. Open your minds up. Because we're going to talk about some shit tonight that probably... A lot of you couples may not be having going on in your bedroom lately. You might have fell off, and maybe we get some sexual activities sparked back up in you dry ass motherfuckers' lives. It's like, I'm just playing.
Oh, did I miss the memo?
No. I'm just joking. Don't pay me no mind. I'm just here to fuck around. But yeah, we here on Love Day. Just keep your ears open. You know, have an open mind. And stay tuned.
Ain't no open mind, so I'm going to close it.
Oh.
With you.
Cool. What?
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm here.
She is here.
I've
you
been
hear
waiting
her.
For this moment.
She's been waiting.
Try her today.
Try her today.
She's talking to you. That's what you say to me.
Oh, have him. No. All right.
Clips is loaded.
No. We're having a good day today.
All right. Well.
Great day. We woke up.
So that's the gang. Last but not least, we have Tanisha. This is Pootie, a.k.a. Dink's wife.
Woo!
One of our relationship experts. Our Valentine's Day expert. You know what I mean? This is, we're usually all a bunch of men up here. So we got the...
Damn sure can't have a bunch of men up here today.
I mean, this is true.
At least had to have one woman.
The few of the other folks that we tried out, they were busy, so we couldn't use them. So,
Oh, one wasn't wanted.
Well, dang, I was passed over. No, I mean, no. Well, see, the thing was, we wanted someone who could be as objective as possible. Not saying that you can't, but your husband's here. So, so with that being said, are we doing the high car first, or are we going?
Let's do the high car first. Let's get it right. Yeah. Let's start off on the fast track.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
I'm gonna shuffle a couple times.
All right, let's go.
Where's energy, man? Energy.
Y'all get some drinks going on. I sound a whole lot better.
I ain't get everybody in trouble.
I didn't say everybody. I said us. The other person knows what I'm talking about.
I mean, that was 2 weeks ago.
Last week.
They needed to cool down, even though they was fine right at the... Like, honestly, so let me say this, right? I'm going to say this for now. Once the cameras went off, we was cool here. It wasn't like it was like a crazy like moment.
Fuck you.
Yeah, it didn't continue on beyond that.
Yeah, let's take the shot. I'm not taking a shot.
Cut.
All right, let's take the shot.
Right. He's like, listen, this is what I was trying to say to you. It's just like in the heat of the moment and shit. Like, this nigga, what the funniest part is, I don't know what he thought he was doing when he unplugged his mic. We can still hear you. No, we still hear everything you said. I'm done.
Yeah, then you had Rand Nephew.
E&J too.
E&J.
And all that shit. Yeah, whiskey.
Nothing but a bunch of fun.
On Land Shark. Yeah, all that shit.
Oh, yeah. That's why.
He was lit.
Nothing but a bunch of fucking do it fluid.
And the Martell. Remember he poured the Martell and was like, this is all I'm planning on drinking for the rest of the night.
Yeah, shit already caught up with
him. Yeah, he was done. Like, remember, I think I was on my way home. I laid down. I didn't realize I was that drunk. Nigga, really?
The room started spinning. I said, oh, I fucked up.
Really? You was lit.
But the next day?
I know. You ain't getting enough sleep, right?
What? No, I had to get right up and go to work.
Yeah.
I went to work. I really did try to work. I tried to take a nap. I couldn't do anything. Zoe looked at me. He's like, yo, you're really going through it. I'm like, yo, I'm fucked up. Like, I really couldn't, like, function until maybe, like, 3:30, 4 o'clock. Then I started sobering up a little bit, and I watched the Eagles. Mm-hmm.
There you have it.
I mean, should have had a Paloma. Great for hangovers.
Let's get into this high card.
It is.
All
right. That's what I was told. I went to Mexico.
Whoever gets the lowest number has to take a shot of white whiskey. We recently reviewed white whiskey, and we do not like it.
Disgusting.
So Rand Nephew's not involved?
No.
Yes.
Draw your card.
Yes. Stop itching.
Shut up, fucking weirdo.
Nah, don't get mad at me because you.
No, I can get my own card. I can get my own goddamn card.
Reach, go out.
Wait, I don't have. You can go. Go.
Don't y'all making this shit complicated for? Let's grab a goddamn card. Stop bitching.
I can get it too.
Nice aesthetics.
Well, they knew we meant well. We still mean well.
So.
Load it. What are we doing? What is it?
All right, on the count of what?
Flip them on three.
One, two, three. Six of diamond.
Nine. Look like a five down there.
Yes!
Damn!
Two of spades. Yeah.
Oh, it's me.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
What's going on? I sound a whole lot better.
So let's go.
Pour her up.
Make looks like they're going to start their Valentine's weekend off.
Well,
right.
Get a shot cut?
With a bang.
Your shot
straight from the bottle. Right here. Straight from the bottle.
Straight from the bottle.
Straight from the bottle.
Straight.
From
the
straight.
I would have tried a boat. Drink.
God damn.
You wasting money already.
You did more than a shot.
She talked about that's nasty.
Oh.
Yowzers.
Yeah, that's not a good drone.
So, well, that's how we're starting off episodes now. High card, you know, the lowest card obviously takes a shot of something that we do
bullshit.
Not prefer.
And we're still doing the shot wheel.
Which Rand Nephew will be included on. You ain't gonna keep ducking this Rand Nephew.
Okay.
So, that's how you wanna do this. Recap quickly.
Yeah, quickly.
Keyword.
Quickly.
I mean, because we haven't been together in 2 weeks, so we can discuss a few things.
Sure, guys, go first.
Okay.
All right. Recap, I really haven't done much these last 2 weeks. Work, homework, more work. I was like, with school and work, I don't really have time to do much of anything else. So it's my 2 weeks.
So hold on, wait a minute.
Always find time for porn.
And you always find time to drink. You're an unprivileged drinker.
I mean, when I can, I know when I do come home some nights after like some of my days, I gotta have a shot. Like
yesterday.
Yesterday I had to have a shot.
Right. This is true.
So
nothing wrong with a shot. Nothing wrong with a shot, people.
That happens sometimes.
I like to hear that.
Don't drink that much by myself, honestly. You know, I'm not around y'all as much during the week, so
mm-hmm.
not a lot of drinking happening.
Yeah.
I second that.
I agree. Well, since I had my mouth open and I was talking, I'm just keeping it short. I'd like to shout out my son. He got an excellent achievement award in science, pretty good report card. Go JoJo, continue to excel in school and do your thing. I rewarded him with going to go see the movie Missing with Nia Long. It was actually pretty good. It wasn't bad. I underestimated that movie. I think that's probably, yeah, did that. And like I said, celebrated him. And I don't think I had anything new to drink. Oh, I actually did. That's what's up here today. Chocolate covered strawberry. We'll get into that later. That's one of the newest drinks. Well, the newest drink that I've had lately. Other than that, work. More work. Next.
In the side of porn?
No, I haven't watched porn in a while. But like I told y'all earlier, try using your offhand. It feels a lot different.
Next. All right. I'll go next. This boy, man, he's next. Wild. You sure I'm the only one who had a shot of Red Nephew?
Yowzers.
I haven't had Red Nephew since 2 weeks ago.
All right. My week, it's been regular, real chill, watching some TV, playing the game. Wow.
Have fun, bud.
Have fun, Slim.
Wow. Right. See you, Slim.
That was old Slim, now Slim. But yeah, watching TV, playing the game, watching the Sixers.
Hanging with us?
Oh, I forgot something.
It's fine. Talk about it next week.
Nope. What else? What? Nyla had report cards today where they talked about her grades and stuff.
She did.
She did okay. She did fairly okay. Could be better. Smart kid. I know she can do better. Me and mom know she can do better. So I am, hoping that she gets it together.
She's going to be fine.
No, I know that, but, it's time to get it together. Past quarter two now, we're on to quarter three, and time to tighten them grades up. But yeah, other than that, just regular. And I drink a lot, so. Besides, like my
Damn.
Dirt, I do drink a lot. I like it. I drink by myself. I drink with my folks.
Yeah.
I drink when I'm asleep, if you leave it up to me.
I love it when you got a problem.
Yeah, you got a problem.
Yeah, well, call it what you want.
If you roll it over and you reach underneath the bed for a fifth of whatever you got, or that water bottle that don't have water in it.
Yeah, pocket rocket coming in handy.
Keep something on the stand. Next.
Let me see. Last 2 weeks. So speaking of children, my son is wrestling. He's in his wrestling season now. I think they just won their conference, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. He's actually doing this all with he injured his back a few weeks back. A few weeks ago. So he's actually doing all of this with an injured back. And, he's like, I want to say like 11 and like maybe 5 or something like that on the year. We went to two of his matches within the past 2 weeks. One against, I don't remember one team, but the other team, he played closer to where we live at. Lake Forest and Odessa, I think it was. And, you know, listen, they be getting in. I couldn't do it. A lot of them dudes is, they fit. Some of them is like heavyweights and all the other kind of shit. They 200 plus and they just be, they be getting busy, but I couldn't do it. But yeah, congratulations to my son and his team, McKean. They've been doing their thing.
Shout out to nephew.
Yeah, they've been doing their thing. I think this is like their second or third year winning their conference. But other than that, my younger son, we finally set up the little Mario Kart Live thing, and it has been chaotic, to say the least. He fucking runs us over with the car. He wants to come home and play it from the time he gets home until he goes to bed. So that's that. You know, it's a lot, but it's fun. I get it. You know what I mean? It's a little like you set the track up in the house and you can just drive it around and the camera kind of like just shows the house, but it has like the board in your house. It's a lot. I never even knew nothing about it until recently. My older brother showed me and I didn't even know this shit existed. But other than that, drinking wise, me and the wife be home. I just bought like a 6-pack of Landshark. And I did have them vodka soda things. They were really good last week.
Man, I forgot you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they were really fucking good. They had it's a grapefruit one, a cherry limey, and a raspberry one. The raspberry one was actually the best one.
I forgot he had those.
Them shits was good. But other than that, yeah, nothing new, nothing. And I had some El Tesoro añejo. It's a little sweet for my liking, but it's enjoyable. I can enjoy it. It's more of a sip. But other than that, yeah, that's the last week and a half, 2 weeks for me. And last but not least.
Well, we already talked about Nyla. Mm-hmm. Nyla did have her 8th grade dance today. Mm. I had a moment.
Yeah.
Because
it's dope.
She's about to graduate. She's going to high school. Ooh.
Shit. Yeah. Time flies, boy.
Fiona, she had a sneaker ball at her school today. Mm. It was only 2 hours, which didn't make sense to me, but you know.
And the school.
My Jack, he decides they done had about 3 of them in seventh grade, and he decided not to go on one of them. I said, next time you go on one. Yeah, they done had quite a few of them healing in the seventh. I'm missing out, man. Memories, man. That's all you gonna have, man.
Back to Nyla.
It's her turn.
What?
Back to Nyla. You had your moment. Love Josiah, but back to Nyla. So she had her 8th grade dance today. She looked very nice.
I just didn't want to start crying and stuff.
I'm not going to cry. Because at the end of the day, she grown up.
Yeah. It's prime time, man.
Runs our household, as everybody should know already.
Mm. Hurricane.
Did I drink anything special? No. We drank what we got in the house?
Yeah. What did we drink?
I don't think we had much to drink this week. We've been busy. Me working.
Busy as we can be, I still find time to drink. Whether it's with you or by myself.
Drink.
You might need to start doing some Eddies, man.
What?
You might start doing some Eddies, man, just to take the anxiety away.
What are you
doing?
You don't have anxiety.
I don't have anxiety. I just enjoy alcohol.
Relaxes you.
Alcohol relaxes me, too.
Hey.
Anyway.
Yeah, would y'all agree that alcohol relaxes you?
Yo, can you stop?
We had an okay week.
Yeah. Okay. Right. That's good.
Shout out to Nyla. She about to go to high school.
Shout out to Nyla.
Absolutely. Another round of applause.
But before we move on, also shout out to the Philadelphia Eagles for punching their ticket to the Super Bowl. That was the most important thing that happened in the last 2 weeks.
Well, you didn't say that.
I know. It slipped my mind. I said I watched the game. I didn't say that we punched our ticket to the Super Bowl, though.
Another round of applause for you. Yeah, I'm not clapping, but I
also plan on watching us win the Super Bowl this week.
That's good. That's good. I mean, that's something to be proud of. So, I'm not going to clap for you, but I did do a clap for you.
This guy. You were supposed to say
anything. Yeah, y'all don't want me to say anything, so.
It's your face.
Let's do this, right? Before we go too far, because we usually do this in the very beginning, and we forgot to do this. Shot o'clock time, right? So, we got a special shot o'clock. Who wants to discuss what it is we're about to drink? I mean, it is your drink, so I feel like you're probably fitting.
I can talk now?
Now talk.
Oh, okay.
They don't want me to talk.
shout out to one of my friends that put me on this chocolate-covered strawberry.
What's their name?
I know it was her.
I said there.
Oh, their name?
See? Guilty.
B.
Damn.
Shout out.
Damn.
Shout out to my friend B. for put me on this shot. I had it, and actually when I had it, it was actually darker in color. It looked like a damn a Yahoo when I had it, but I mean.
You mean a Yoo-hoo?
What is it called? Yoo-hoo. It looked like a chocolate milk. That's what it looked like. So I mean, I'm guessing she didn't. Well, ain't no guess. She didn't layer it. Matter of fact, I think she didn't put it in the damn mixer.
So it is a she,
huh?
Huh?
Yeah, we
continue.
Men make drinks too.
Continue. Don't get sidetracked.
Doesn't make a difference.
Just continue. Continue.
What the fuck? I don't know. I don't get it. Yeah, but anyway, she put me on it, so I figured I would share with you guys and ladies.
Lady.
You gonna let me fucking talk or not?
Oh.
Anyway, that's what we're gonna take a shot of today, and hopefully you guys enjoyed it. I know I did. It's a fun drink to me. It was. Like, it's something I wouldn't drink every day, but it's fitting for the moment. And with the season we're in, it's Valentine's Day season. It's upon us.
Valentine's Day.
Shout out to... Gee, love is in the air, can't you see?
Love's in the air all year round.
Shit, right. Not for...
Let's go.
Please.
Right. Remember, for all you drinking...
This shit is for... You know, we'll talk about it.
Actually good. I like it.
It's a fun, tasty shot.
It's fitting for this time.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't like that.
It tastes like
I don't like it.
It's like strawberry Nesquik with a little shot of
liquor in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You
don't like it?
Not a fan.
I know my wife would like it, so I might have to go buy the ingredients.
We're gonna make one for you.
I'm not a big chocolate really person, though, so.
Shit, let's pull them up.
No, I ain't taking one.
You don't have to layer it this time. We already got the footage. Fuck it.
Yeah, let's talk about what's in it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you think you can make it into a drink?
Well, I'm sure we could.
I think you could. I would just need a lot of ice.
If it's chilled, I wouldn't want it with ice because I wouldn't want that
would
that milky. Cold. Yeah, I like it cold.
But I wouldn't want the milky
and the watery shit to mix. I wouldn't like it then at that point.
So we have...
Well, you can keep it really cold. Well, when the fuck am I supposed to talk?
All right, tell them what's in.
Are y'all asking me or not?
Go ahead. You brought it to our attention, so you tell us.
Yep, tell us what's in the drink. I got you.
Camera can see.
I know.
Anybody can talk about it.
But tell us what's.
But it's pretty much. What?
Yo, I hate him, yo. So we have tequila rose, strawberry cream, liqueur. We also have the Jaquins cream de what? That stuff. So these are the two drinks that were later. And then on top, we had a shot of Tito's vodka.
Now, can I say something? Because I know how bad the Jaquins looks up here. It does.
Shit.
The chocolate liqueur brand that I had was the Kuypers. However you pronounce that. So. When I actually went to the liquor store to purchase these liqueurs, I read the bottle, right? And the only thing that made me question whether it was the chocolate liqueur or not was the Jaquins label throwing me the fuck off.
Right.
Because whatever, what does it say at the bottom? Because it's whatever it says at the bottom, it said the same. All right, so cream de cacao?
The cacao. Yeah.
All right. Cream de cacao. So that's what it said on the Kyra's chocolate liqueur bottle. Mm. So that's the only reason. But I still questioned later. I said, hey, is this the same thing? She said, yeah. I was like, that's the only brand we have. I said, fuck, I ain't going.
Which
did you quiz, man? I just couldn't believe I was
buying. Which one did you
quiz? Oh, you know, I went to my hole in the wall.
Diamond.
No, 22nd of Diamond. Good old faithful hole in the wall. I didn't even expect them to... Listen, I didn't think I would find either one of those liqueurs there.
Okay.
The strawberry cream or the chocolate. Yeah. But you see what happened, right? I found this Jaquins brand.
I knew the
Tito's in there. I see the Tito's in there all the time.
Negro Diva. That's how you say it.
Damn. Sounds expensive to me.
They have a liqueur.
Do they have
Diva?
They do have
or Dove. What about Dove?
Yeah, they do too.
Godiva has liqueur?
I'm seeing it in my head.
I was looking it up earlier, but they
I just see like the little chocolates. That's all I can think of. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm seeing it though.
All right, well, listen, I'm ready for. We could do another shot of clock. I mean, ain't you know, ain't about nothing.
I mean,
we can carry on, but yeah,
yeah, yeah. We can just get into the shit, right? So obviously, we're here because of Valentine's Day. We're coming up on it. Some of us are in relationships, marriages. For Dink and Pootie, as you say, I'm also married. What's going on? What 3 years this year? I think. Okay. How what are y'all? What this is going to be a six?
Ooh,
is
it six? Five.
We'll be going on five.
Five years.
Five is the year too. You know, everybody knows five.
Yay!
Is
the year. Five for black love.
All right.
Black love.
I don't know if are you two considered single? I don't know.
What? Whoa! You. Whoa. Whoa!
Like
he has to pose that differently.
I wasn't even thinking it like that.
But no one else posed it like that. But you.
Nah.
I wasn't even thinking of it like that.
Nah, but you know, listen. Come on. I picked up on that really good. Can you imagine? Like can you imagine if Slim Slime still is?
Slim Slom.
Well,
go ahead.
All right. Are you single, Dirty?
I mean, technically.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Technical.
Right, you make it sound more difficult.
Wait,
what does technical mean?
I don't even know.
Wait 1 minute. Goddamn minute.
What does technically
he
mean?
Waiting for it. He's looking for his.
Now wait 1 minute. Wait one goddamn minute.
Technically.
Oh. Well, are you like trying to say like because you're not married, you're single? Is that what you're
saying? No, like the it's well sort of, but it's not like as far as marriage. It was like the title thing.
So y'all haven't given each other titles yet.
Yeah, so technically okay. I'm single, but
not really.
Yeah, technicality.
So they'll be celebrating Valentine's Day.
But if anybody asks.
Oh, please speak on it. All right. I like this.
You need
if you were in his situation, the female, whatever is going on in his life, can you please speak upon that about, you know, you needing a title and how this woman possibly
I'm gonna tell you how
feel?
Slick he is,
I can't
right?
Talk for her.
He's
her.
Slick because he's just trying to get himself out of this
right
shit.
Right on what he was supposed to talk about. Yeah.
And I'm not going to speak for her.
Well, I'm just saying, but how would you feel? Like,
depending on the relationship, it's different. It's different.
I'll tell you what it is. If he's going in there the raw way, that's his girlfriend.
LaRawl's way.
That's all I'm saying. If by Valentine's Day he leaving it in and letting it shrink in there, that's his girlfriend.
We go together.
That's
all right. Well,
people use condoms.
Oh my gosh! What?
Like that's a thing.
Unprivileged drinkers exclusive.
I thought we were all
clearly
unprivileged drinkers.
I thought we were all
baby.
Taking our chances. Russian exclusive? Roulette.
This boy, he ain't only trying to catch COVID.
I'm still trying to get rid of that motherfucker. Got a condom for that.
Yeah. I just was wondering.
The way you playing? You gonna have a gift that keeps on giving?
Clearly.
Yeah.
Because I was just not. I really want to know because that's how our feelings get hurt if it's not communicated what's actually going on.
Well, I'm sure, but to I'm communicate they will.
But I'm not to speak for Dirt and his special friend.
Shout out to the special friend.
Like an old lady that keeps candy in her purse right. Or some shit like that.
She got the Swiss Colony candy.
Special friend.
Swiss Colony candy sitting on the coffee table with the covered seats.
But I'm sure they have their conversations when they're. You know,
I would hope so.
By themselves and try to put a, not try to put a title to it, but they, you know, just what is this? Where are we?
Figuring things out.
I find it like crazy, right? That you said you were married, you said they were married, and you asked were the two of y'all single. We got an issue with that. And then you individually asked me, and it stopped. I was like, oh, that's what we're talking
we
about
didn't
now.
We didn't get to him yet.
But why? That's my question. Why?
Mine's going to be quick. I'm single. Like,
that's because he decided to ask the question in the midst of that.
Yeah.
Because
he be ducking and dodging.
We have Tanisha up here to give us a view from a woman's perspective.
It was a great question.
We know why she's here, but we have like a program we go through.
I mean, you got me there.
So are you saying you
single,
are
single? Just quick, yeah. Ain't no complication, yeah.
All right. So on your Facebook status, it's just single, period.
She fucking really is. Yeah.
So Dirty's is complicated.
Yeah. Well, hold on. You don't say complicated?
He don't have Facebook.
I'm not that old guy. Damn.
What's sad is, you know what's funny about that? And I just want to say it real quick. why is Facebook considered like the old people's app or some shit like that?
I don't know.
The age group who first was like on there is this age group.
Yo, it was actually younger than us. It was college kids.
No, it's this age group.
I'm talking about like when he first.
I remember
it,
Black Planet Month
did it. It was like
four. It was four college kids.
I know, but what I'm saying is, this age group was the first people using it.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like the 30, and like let me say like 38, 39 ish. And younger, like, and that y'all were using it, so that was like, oh, I don't fuck with Instagram. Is the only thing you use now?
You know what I think it is though. Like when something new comes along, like
just leave the old one.
Just move on. But that's what it is. Facebook was the first one, like the first super popular one, I believe. And
it was.
Then
I think Instagram, so.
Black Planet and all
Black
them was
Planet,
cool.
MySpace.
They were cool, but they didn't do Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook took off.
Like, none of them are billionaires.
Damn.
Man, they're millionaires.
MySpace.
They could be, but
it was
billion.
Also MySpace.
But
yeah, MySpace. That's what MySpace was
that
like.
Was the beginning. Right?
He wasn't even a billion. He wasn't even a billion.
You know, Christian the first Mangle. Social media was like LinkedIn or something like that. That shit started in like 2000 or even before then, I think.
Yeah, I know that.
But essentially, we say Facebook because of the popularity of it and what it's done to social media in general. It's revolutionized how people communicate. You know what I mean? What you do business while everything. So
if you've never seen The Social Network,
that's a great movie.
Please go watch it.
One of the best movies.
One of the best movies.
Quick question.
I promise you.
Yeah.
Before Black Planet and MySpace and all that, would the Party Line be considered social media?
Party Line.
You know what?
It absolutely was. I mean,
forgot about that Party Line.
The only difference is you just
has
didn't
everyone
have a,
on here been on the Party Line before?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I got in trouble for the Party Line. My mom.
You don't know who the fuck you talking to.
She can see.
Hey, listen, we had some blind dates.
I'm 5 foot, 145. All alleged bad bitches was 5 foot and 145. Like you go see these motherfuckers.
Man, we had them.
They about 6'5" and 285.
Cut it out, my brother.
Well, listen,
I'm just giving. That's real. That's being authentic.
We are not body shaming.
That shit was bad.
I'm just saying, so, it's a little big for my
we
liking.
Are not body shaming.
It's not body shaming. I don't want no 6'5", 285-pound woman. No, I'm sorry.
That's actually not bad. If she's 6'5", now if she's 5 foot, that's different. If you 5 foot, 285.
You can't look over this fucking counter.
6'5", 285, you might be like LeBron.
You might be able to roll her down the hallway if she's 5 foot, weigh that much.
Damn.
Well, it says 6'5", 285. I'm like, wait a minute. Those numbers are basketball players.
Why do you want to bitch that big?
That's a huge
bitch. Why is that the number you go to?
Because he can
limit
you.
Wow. But the Party Line was a good time.
Really,
if you had some strikeouts and you had some good moments. So it just, you know, it's a give and take.
So that was like our first like social media
In essence, yes. In essence, because they were, I think those were the 1-900 numbers, I think, if I'm
yes.
not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah.
So
they had the party rooms. What was the line? You would try to get them in a private chat. What was the word, man?
Oh, yeah, damn. Oh, you remember
it'd be
that
like, it'd
yeah.
be like 30
he
motherfuckers.
Was on there a lot.
It'd be like 30 motherfuckers in a room.
Damn, I forgot about that.
Everybody be talking, and you pretty much try to talk over everybody else, and you felt like, this is where a connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on there a lot. That phone bill was high as shit because of you.
You know the funny part though, once we get off here, you're gonna dial that number.
I don't even remember what that shit was.
No, them 900 numbers is out. You can't even use them no more.
Oh,
the phone companies did something with them. I forgot, but you can't even use them no more.
I'm blaming Facebook.
But no, you know what? I'm thinking of something else though. I think like the what you call them chat rooms, like AOL chat rooms and shit like
AOL,
that.
AOL dial up. Dial up.
Damn, you did all of them, huh?
Huh?
He was a horny little bastard.
Nah,
he was out here looking for rat pussy.
hey, listen.
What?
Me, Reese, Rel, little Bob, Mo, Curly.
No, the one
I had my little laptop in there.
Earl was with us one time. Earl went with us.
Now, she wasn't bad looking.
Who?
The one, because he met her on the Party Line.
I
forgot.
The one that lived up the...
Yep. She was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in love with her, too. That's crazy.
Yeah, so I took her from
him. You was a hating ass boy.
You happy about it?
I did.
I wasn't even going to bring that up. But this
thing is crazy. I mean, we was young.
But listen, let's get into our drink, too, because the ice is melting in this.
So, man, love and death.
I already been sipping mine.
I had, so what's the name of this drink, too?
The pink panties?
Pink panties?
Pink panties.
He told us a different name initially.
Yeah. Pink pussy.
Pink pussy.
Okay, well.
That was not the drink.
It is. You know what's funny? It looks like it got some red shit in it, though. What's the red shit floating?
If my pussy ain't pink, then something's wrong.
Okay.
That is.
Yeah, what's the red dot? Oh, okay. I got it.
Andre, how you feel about it?
Because
you picked it.
I mean.
We should have some ice.
Not bad.
Yeah, I think my ice is melting in it, but I taste more of the lemonade than I do anything else.
Not special, though.
It's a girl drink.
He says nothing
special.
Definitely,
there you go. It's absolutely a girl drink.
There you go.
Yeah.
She hit it right.
Sunset on the beach type shit.
No.
I don't think I've ever had one of those.
I wouldn't have it on the beach. It's just, it's for a holiday. This is for the holiday.
Or not the, to me. The
day. It's a real holiday.
Well, I want
to
drink it.
I think it's for the beach.
We'll get into it.
I think it's.
So,
it's
we can jump into
it. It's for a spring day.
Because this actually was something that the captain brought to my attention as far as asking. I actually did get some feedback, but I didn't get permission from the people who left the feedback. So I don't want to use what they specifically said. Maybe when I drop that, when we drop the episode, we can talk about it further. But one of the questions we asked on social media, on our Instagram account, and I think it was posted to Facebook, is Valentine's Day a holiday for both women, men, or both? We did get, like I said, some considerable feedback in regards to that, because I know some people were saying, like, it is just for women. Some people did say it's for both. Some people did say it's for men. However, the consensus was women. And I agreed to that to a certain extent because one of the people who actually did comment, she had brought up the sense a situation where it shouldn't be gender specific. But my response to that is, up until more recently, we didn't unidentify or unassign with gender roles when it comes to Valentine's. More recently do we get collaborative baby showers where it's all the men and women are invited. Usually that was a women's thing. You know what I mean? Women go do that and the men might be off somewhere else doing something else or whatever the case may be.
Drinking.
And it's no different for Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day was more like, I remember giving gifts, never really receiving them. Like even as a kid, when you think back as a kid, you know, oh, that's my Valentine. You gave them something. I never got anything back. Like
my love you heart candies.
Yeah, yeah. You always gave them something. I know I didn't get, but now today, you know, you get the note from the teacher and they, you know, everybody gets something now, but not when I was a kid. I don't remember that shit. You know what I mean? I remember giving candy.
Oh, I remember going to go get to like Walmart or something and letting Josiah give out like a 30-pack of Valentine's Day cards.
Yes.
Like tape some fucking little candy too and hand it out to everybody in the class, mm-hmm. even the teacher.
But I feel like that's what I'm saying. I think that's like a newer thing where they're trying to make it where it's not gender specific and have everybody included in that. Because as kids, I don't remember coming home with anything. Like the girls did, but we as the boys, young boys, we didn't. I don't remember it. And then maybe I'm just misremembering, but I don't think we did.
That's true.
So,
yeah, you're right.
When I was in Catholic school, they did the same thing, but they didn't. They had like a message thing where they gave, you had to pick the person.
Okay.
So, like you would.
So it kind of like.
Call it like the secret Valentine or something like that.
Okay.
So,
well, like see, I didn't go to Catholic school.
Will yeah, you like be mine?
Well, you went to Catholic school like younger, or like you talking about when you
middle school?
Oh, okay.
Middle school. And they it was called Valentine something.
Okay.
Secret something, but they would have it on your desk the morning of.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like to me, I think that for me, if you ask me in my heart of hearts, do I think Valentine's Day is a holiday for both men and women? No. I do believe it's more catered for women.
Agreed.
I think the hearts and the colors, even in that scheme in itself, it speaks woman to me.
Yes, it does. Yes.
I'm not saying that it can't be for a man. I'm not against it because even my wife, she's done things on Valentine's Day done something, I would say for me, that's specific to something that she knew I would like. I'll say that. So, it can be, but
she ain't
I think
bringing them dozen of red roses that you normally like?
Ah, man, I don't even care for flowers like that. I don't like, honestly. I'm it's not against people who like flowers. That's even if you're a florist or you like flowers.
I like
flowers,
a nice landscape of.
I
like,
don't.
You shut up.
I don't care for them.
No, I can't. This we talking here.
Cause you gotta,
he's talking.
I think you got to get like the I know them good ones. What's the expensive ass ones? They last for a good while. The Florida.
Why are you looking at me?
Oh, you're the box person. The Flores or something like that.
What's
like,
it called?
It's like FLE.
Yeah, it's something.
US
but them
doing
like $500-$600 or some shit like that. And they last for a good while. Like shit like that. I wouldn't mind if you really are into it. Sure, if you like it, but just regular flowers, they die in a week. I don't see the purpose in spending my money, and then they die.
I fear you peering. Like, why are you peering?
I'm not peering. You're the flower person.
Okay.
So what is it about flowers?
Do I have those?
Yo, you're interrupting now.
My man is asking you.
What is it about flowers that y'all like?
Well, I'm a flower person. I love flowers. I've always.
What
loved
is it
flowers.
That you like?
I love the difference.
He's asking.
Okay. I love the difference in flowers. I love the smell of them. I love the patterns because I wear them a lot to work.
Right. So what do flowers do for you? Like, if you were to receive flowers just on like a random day,
it just makes me feel good.
There's no like reasoning behind that. It's just
it
like
makes me feel good.
It just makes you feel good.
It does. It brightens my day. Like if I was having a bad day and I got flowers, that would make my day.
Oh, That's interesting though.
That is. I've never really understood it. Like, because they do die in a week. Like,
and that's okay.
It's like a super.
I don't know.
It shows that you care and you're thinking about it.
That was from maybe die in like 2 or 3 weeks,
you don't take care of them.
Yeah, if you take care of them, they will last longer than a week.
Right.
They will.
But most people don't know how to take care of them, though.
Yeah, because they just...
For the most part, if you just like the look of a flower, oh, that's nice, and then in 2 days you see the motherfucker just keep going down. It's like, you know, what's the point?
Motherfucking fly me on the gangster
league. Yeah, listen, I'm going to start wilting like a motherfucker and then dry up, and then before you know it, I'm just shit everywhere. But, what do y'all think about that, though? Do y'all believe that it's a holiday for both men and women, or just women, or how do y'all feel?
I don't think it's for... I don't even know where the damn holiday came from, to be honest. Like,
I think it started from a massacre, if I'm not mistaken.
St. Valentine or something like that?
St. Valentine.
Yeah, I think it was like a massacre from like...
So
what, like the 1600s or some shit like that? Or
he was so married, it's, like they outlawed marriage, and he was still secretly marrying people.
Mm.
So they got rid of him. Oh, that's the gist of it, honestly.
So what is the love?
Slight dirty fact?
Right. Yeah, but like where's the love? Like,
I think
he's really doing it for him.
Yeah, over so time, it's
for the love of. Right.
Yeah, over time, it's morphed into something different, like everything else.
Yeah, it's it's a holiday for money at this point.
Every holiday is for money. That's literally what every holiday is about.
Well,
it is. It's get you to spend your money.
It is.
It's not one holiday where you got to sit in the house and be like, I don't have to do anything. You either got to barbecue, you either got to buy gifts. No matter what you do, you got to buy something.
Stop buying gifts for people, honestly. We can share this bottle of liquor together.
Yeah. Still a gift.
It's not solely for you, though.
I mean, this is
true. Well, for 18 shots.
So you saying what?
I don't think it's for both. I think it's really solely for the female. I've been sitting up here trying to think of, and I've received cards for Valentine's Day. Well, you know, that, you know, it says some nice things about me and which I already knew, like it really, the words that were used in the card were expressed on this one day, but wasn't really expressed throughout the relationship on a consistent basis. You know what I'm saying? Like
I do.
So on this one day, you pulling out all the stops.
and then February 15th, you go back to
and
being
then
the
February 15th,
bitch.
The pussy dries back up. Hey, listen, man. Listen. Let me get the preaching up here.
Listen, man.
But yeah, I think, you know.
Put the pussy on the pedestal.
I want more information.
The second time I've heard that. What does that mean?
I've gotten in trouble for being a dick on Valentine's Day. But in my past, previous relationships.
Oh, shit.
But because I'll do it just because you want to be, like, amongst all the other women out here walking around balloons and flowers, go out to a nice restaurant. No, okay, whatever. Mm. I'll do it. I'll play along. I won't be a sour puss. The only thing I'm sour about is fucking my bank account. It's fucking slowly declining. But, yeah, I'll play along. Like, I just never, and I'll say it, like, you don't celebrate Valentine's Day? Like, I mean, I will if that's what you like. Like, I'm only doing it for you. You ain't got to get me. You don't have to get me shit. Matter of fact, don't get me anything.
Right.
But why would I do it? Just don't. I never really, I don't want anything. Like, we can go out. What you want? You want to go get some lobster or some shrimp? That's probably more like what the fuck you want any goddamn way. Want a little steak with some butter, garlic sauce? We want a little ribeye. Meaning what? What? What is it?
But that's what happens. You said you don't want anything.
Yeah, but to keep your female happy, and because you're going to go, right, shit, now we're in the world of social media. Like, social media's at all-time high. You're going to go on social media, you're going, oh, look at what such and such did for their husband. I mean, for their wife or for their girlfriend. Well, so? Fuck, like, seriously. But, like I said, like, you go over here, like, don't compare yourself. We ain't them.
Right.
We ain't them, but I'll play along. And so shout out to Keenan and Neon. Be like, that little, the scavenger hunt, you know, the way they put their scavenger hunt together, that was fun. Yeah. I enjoyed that. Everybody meet up at the end. Like, that was cool.
Right.
That was fun to me. But other than that, I really don't give two fucks about Valentine's Day. I really don't. I don't care about it.
It sounds like you're hurt, though.
Right. It sounds like it's deep.
You can ask any of my exes. That man really, never really. I'll give you. Listen.
You sound like a pissed off nigga. Yeah.
No, I will buy you a banging ass gift.
But what do you want in return?
What's the,
like, you really
because
it's
I'll buy you.
Oh yeah, you know what he wants in return.
Say, that hey, was the next
open
thing.
Your legs, bitch. Yeah,
you know what, so my you thing know what is, time is. I'm supposed to love you on this one day. Just pour out my soul, my heart, my everything, all my emotions on this one fucking day. Really? No, do that shit all throughout the fucking year.
Facts.
Yeah, facts. Surprise her with the flowers. You know what I mean? Now, don't just do it on Valentine's Day. Do it because it's fucking Tuesday. You know what I mean? Do it because it's Monday. Yeah, do it because she putting up with your funky ass. You know what I mean? Just do it just because. I don't need this fucking one day.
I
don't need this one day or this weekend to take you to the Cayman Islands or some shit. Like, no. Yo, babe, listen. April the 28th, we gonna go on out here to Hawaii, you know what I mean? All expense paid trip on me. It ain't gotta be fucking Valentine's Day. Nah, for what? Mm-mm. Nope. But with that being said, no, it's not for, in my opinion, it's solely for the female to lavish them and all types of gifts and, you know, to listen, sport them, so to speak. they wanna get dressed up. They wanna go out here and they wanna get look nice and, you know, be out there amongst the summer. I would say all women, but a lot of them do wanna be out and about and, you know, with their loved one. So what you do, fellas, if you like me and you really don't fucking give a fuck about Valentine's Day, you know, you wanna keep the mouth shut, keep your mouth shut, buy the gifts. So just say yes. Be a yes man. Just be a yes man for that day. Well, I mean, you know, and you might get lucky.
You might.
Especially if you're in a long-term relationship, you might.
Okay.
I mean,
Daryl.
You said everything. You know, that's why you go last. Oh, so bad. Long fucking winded. Like, I mean, it's for a woman. Like,
you agree that it's for women?
Yeah, without question. I don't expect anything. I don't.
But if you get something, you're not mad or rejected.
No, no, yeah.
Who don't like getting shit? Like, yeah. But like, I don't expect anything. Like,
I told you not to give me that. No, I ain't like that. Like,
yeah, fuck no.
So
like,
don't, yeah.
You buy me a gift, I appreciate it. But I don't expect anything. I don't.
But you are giving a gift,
but yeah,
though, right?
Because I also feel like if I was to like not do anything, that would be a serious issue.
Hmm.
So to avoid that, I might as well get in the spirit, or so to say.
Because you do love the woman.
Yeah,
yeah, you love her. Like,
so here's a quick question, if you can answer it. If you are giving a gift, do you expect sexual favors in return?
I expect that the day before, the day after, the week before.
Like, I expect that when I come home.
The day of.
Pull my pants down. Drop my jaw.
You want to spank
if you feel like you need to bring a little, because it might be a little musty down there from a hard day's work, go get you a little warm rag. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? A little soap and water. And polish it. Listen, get the work.
This is clean. Right.
Listen.
Fuck it. Rare form.
Listen.
No, Baruch.
My life is. Listen, me. I like to be. I like surprise attacks. Not the mother. Listen, I'm the type motherfucker. Because it has happened, where you come through the door, and you getting shown nothing but love for like, just because you are you, who you are to that
I'm privileged drinker,
and she
baby.
Just. Doing any and everything from the fucking listen, from the door,
from the rooter to the tutor.
Listen, your slippers at the door. You know what I mean? If she gonna want to finesse a little bit, you know she'll tell you, hey, she'll take your coat off. You know, start unbuttoning you, hold your hand, walk you up the fucking steps. Have your little bath water drawn or your shower, whatever. You know, however you want to go about it. Then, you know, she'll relax you because she knows what you go through on a daily basis at work or where the fuck you at.
Does that really happen to you?
Has it happened? Yes. I don't have nobody now.
Oh, okay.
Yes. This is real. I'm not bullshit. Yes.
Proceed.
Yes.
Proceed.
Yeah, like, man, my shit.
Can I, like, take a quick intermission? Like, this child's been sitting here for a while.
Yes, sir.
We said we were going to get back to it.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Shot o'clock.
Shot o'clock.
Was drinkers, baby.
Yes. My next relationship, I just wanted to be fun. Like, you know, you're going to have your little issues here and there, whatever the fuck they may be. But listen, that's the type of shit I'm into. I ain't up here trying to pick people up on, you know. This ain't let's see if we can find Dre somebody to love on him. No, it's just... That's the type of relationship I like. That's what I want in my wife. Mm-hmm. I mean, no matter what. Seriously. You're
claiming a wife.
Right, I was about to say, you plan on getting married?
I would like to one day.
You plan on it? Really? Like, you would like to, but do you plan on it?
I got
to,
listen.
Are you looking like...
Do you have a Valentine?
No, I don't.
I feel like you're lying.
Wait. So you don't have a Valentine.
Somebody did get him something.
But so you don't have a Valentine.
They did? Oof.
I mean, you know who it is, but I'm not going to say it.
So you don't have a Valentine. You don't have any issues right now. Will the not having issues change because you claim you don't have a Valentine like by Wednesday? Mm-mm. Okay.
All right. Well. So
Tanish.
Yeah. So what do you think? Good old sister.
From experience, I honestly. In the beginning, I was saying it was both. Well, no, let's start from the beginning. So I feel like Valentine's Day is more women. I would say it.
Okay.
Because I can see where y'all come from when y'all say that it's more of us flowers and going out to get a dinner or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But for us, it's not like that.
Anymore,
because in the beginning we went out to eat. We did have both, where I was able to decorate and all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like in the beginning it was both, but now.
Can I ask you a question?
Go for it. Here you go. You cut me off. Go ahead.
I just want to get my question out before I forget. Do you feel more special on that one day?
I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day.
Oh,
I haven't in years.
But
when you did you feel more special on that one day?
Yes, I did.
It was past high school. Too.
It was not.
It was.
It was more past high school, but it was still we were young.
So it was past high school.
All right, but we were still younger.
You lose.
We were still younger though. I feel like we got a little older once we had kids, once we got married.
We got kids a year after we was together.
We definitely
did. Kid.
So here's a question, right? Does it bother you or do you want that back or is not something that you crave at this point?
I don't crave it.
Okay.
I mean, if
you're missing anything.
It happens. I appreciate it, but it's not like Valentine's Day. I'm sitting here like, oh my god, I didn't get a gift.
Because okay.
Then we end up getting our kids stuff anyway. Right. I care about the kids more than anything. Yeah. But if I get some roses, or if I decide to put rose petals on a bed and shit,
right,
it's appreciated, right?
Absolutely. Okay. That makes sense. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm not one of those that's just like, oh, I gotta have to go out to eat. You gotta take me here. You gotta do that. You gotta give me flowers. I haven't been that person for years. But okay. In the beginning, yeah, I was like that.
Understand. Hootie.
Tell me something different.
I'm not. Oh, okay. Basically what the wife said, ain't really much I can say that she hasn't said. You know, when we were younger, we definitely cared about it more. But I'll say, you know, since we've been together since 06.
God damn.
he definitely even with Kevin Hart shit.
Damn.
Little more subtle. He hit me with the Kevin Hart joke. But yeah, it's you know, since we've been together, it's other dates that we care about more, especially now since we're married. Like, I care more about my anniversary now than you know, Valentine's Day. Like,
mm-hmm.
I care about her birthday more. Or not to say that I never did, but
that takes precedence over the
yeah. Like Valentine's Day, it's like it's cool because you know it's a day and you feel like you. Well, for certain people, you feel like you have to like show how much you love and appreciate this other person. But for me, I always did it because when I did it, it was like a just because thing. And that's just me throughout the whole year. Like, I'm not just going to do it just because it's Valentine's Day and it's, you know, it's a day of love and you need to do this and you need to do that. No, like, I'm gonna show my love all year round. So. Yeah, I feel like it is a woman's thing. It's more
geared
for women mm-hmm. to want and appreciate Valentine's Day. So,
yeah. But I mean, you can appreciate it too.
We can.
It's not like yo, women. There's women out there that don't do for both.
No, and that's
for you.
Because I'll say when we first, you know, when we were dating. You've got me things on Valentine's Day, and it was definitely appreciated. I like Cap Dirt, and I think you said like if you gonna get a gift, like I'm not gonna say no, I don't want that shit. Like all right,
oh, I got a gift. Right.
I what?
Mm-hmm. Sound like you up there? is it the pink hoodie?
It probably is, or the light skin connection.
Yeah, it could be that too.
Cause y'all both light skin.
You had a good Valentine's Day a couple times. Don't do that.
I didn't say I didn't. Did I say that?
I was just making sure.
All right, cool. But
stay off the weed.
Facts. But
both of y'all.
But yeah, no. Like I've gotten gifts on Valentine's Day, and it's definitely been appreciated. And I just, you know, I don't look at this day as the day I want to go all out and show how much I love my wife, or at the time my girlfriend when we were dating. So
some people just want that.
Some people want it for show, and that's what I
and that's what I was getting ready. I was just getting ready to say the same.
See who can outdo who.
I think that it's become more of a showcasing of what you can get or what you demand. Like sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, I'm victim to this at times where she may throw out subtle hints of what it is she may want. And I may not pay attention to it until way down the line because she's said it like six times. And one of her sisters may text me like, did you know Neek said she wanted? I'm like, oh, shit, she has been saying that for a while. You know what I mean? Like, because she say it so much and it just, I don't really be paying attention to that much. So then maybe a day like this will come up and I'll go buy it for this particular time. But it's more so because she's been talking about it for like maybe the last 2 months or 3 months, something like that. So it just happens that this is the next day that comes up where it'll be like, oh, damn. Because really what I think about it is, for women, it's about, like you said, being thought about. If you put the time in and make it that you're being thoughtful, like something that she may have said, if it's February, she said it in November, like, damn, I really wish I had these new AirPods or some shit like that, whatever the fuck it is, new perfume, some Rihanna, some Fenty, whatever. You go ahead and do it
on this particular day, they do. It does, I think, make them feel appreciated, special, and cared for. So I get it. Me personally, I'm not a one who cares for gifts. I don't really, I, like, literally, it doesn't matter if it's my birthday, anniversary, it doesn't matter. I don't care. And it's not like I have something like against getting a gift or anything like that, but I don't, it's not a requirement. The, my gift or your gift to me is just being, you know what I mean, with me and going along this road travel. You know what I mean? That's what's important to me. Like, one thing I'll say about my wife, we could probably move on if, unless y'all want to like piggyback on what y'all want to say about it. But one thing I say about my wife and what I appreciate about her is even if I fuck up and make a mistake or if I'm wrong about something, she still will support me in that. So in that realm of doing things, I'm more conscious of what it is I do for her on a daily basis. So I'm very tactical, I would say, in what I do. Like, if I know she's been sitting there working all day, I'll come rub her shoulders, I'll come rub her feet. So that is more.
Shit, you rub her feet all the time.
I do. Yeah, but it's,
no matter where you at.
It's conscious for me because I know who, I know what she appreciates. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I mean by, it don't have to be Valentine's Day. Like, that's things that she appreciates more than a Valentine's Day. But she does love Valentine's Day. Don't get me wrong. That's one of her favorite holidays. It might be her favorite holiday because she get to eat and she get gifts. So, you know what I mean? And probably get a drink. So it's always going to, like, make sense for her for it to be, like, one of her favorite holidays. But for me, like I said, I think I'm more of just a giver than I am like in the receiving of a gift type of thing. That's probably where it boils down to. But one other thing that I would want to talk about, just to pivot, but not off of this too much, is, and I'm not going to bring up names because it's sensitive in nature.
Oh man, I don't know.
No, it's nothing bad, but I'm just saying, like,
what the fuck are you talking about?
No, but for,
give me another drink
for people, because everybody's up here been in a relationship. Everybody's been in
yeah, fuck them relationships, say no.
You sound real good.
I'm playing with Jake.
No, I just wanted to be I just wanted to make it funny.
But no,
can,
like,
I have another drink, please?
What I want to say is
flag making.
How it, because we're talking about this and we know that what comes with sometimes on Valentine's Day at the end of the night, motherfuckers getting active, they're getting busy.
Yeah, but
how often do you believe you and your mate spouse should have sex throughout a course of a week? Because, and I bring this up because I know, let me narrow it down. Not even saying that. Let me not say that. Let me narrow it down. Do you feel a way more so if,
laughing. No, just
what?
What did you say?
Nothing. If your if your spouse isn't initiating the sex, because I know somebody who was with somebody for years and they had, you know, kids together and everything, and he told me that she never initiated sex. She never initiated sex. So my question is, does that mean something to you or not? Like, does that matter whether your mate initiates sex with you or not? Does that make you feel less important? Like, you know what I mean? Like, how does it make you feel? Do you agree with it? Do you not agree with it?
I want to go last.
But, okay.
That's like a gratification almost. Like, you know that you're wanted, so they initiate any and everything. So, you know, what's that word I'm looking for? Use it for women a lot. They need validation.
Okay.
Validation. That makes you feel like, oh, I'm in the right space. I'm where I'm supposed to be, especially if everything else is going right.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, you're wanted on that level. It's just like, if it doesn't happen, it's like, well, the fuck am I doing here? Like, I could find somebody that, like, wants to give it to me.
So, in your case, if she never initiates it, you feel less wanted, and you're like, well, what am I here for?
Yeah, that would kind of make you want, like, wander, like.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Who want to go next?
Mm-hmm. Taking a shot.
Go ahead, Andre.
No, I'm last.
She said she was.
She won't go last.
You go.
Go for it.
Is it important
to you basically for your spouse to initiate sex?
Absolutely.
Let me hold the bottle.
Absolutely. It's definitely important. Cause if I don't feel wanted, like Dirk said, what's the point? Like, why wouldn't you want me? Am I not attractive, or am I not like
right.
am I not desirable? What is it? Like, what is it that's not making you want to try to
yeah. attack?
Yeah, like what just ravish and just take over. Like what is it? Like I don't get it, because it would definitely be a sour taste. Like, this shit ain't real. It don't feel genuine. Like I might as well move on. Like this is not where I'm supposed to be. So yeah, it's definitely important.
Not where you're supposed to be in a relationship.
Yeah, I think that's what he was trying to
say. Yeah, if you're talking about relationship, then right. yeah, but if you just wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, it's just whatever.
Right. Yeah, okay.
I think it's important. I'll say it's important.
He's excited. He can't even talk.
Chomping at the bit.
Right.
What is...
Oh, man. Yeah, it's definitely important. So for myself personally, I'm naturally the aggressor. Like I'm
I didn't know where that was going.
I'm naturally so like that shit turns me on.
Whoa.
All the way.
Yeah. He talking into the camera now.
when my mate is either like equally aggressive or even more.
Whoa.
Like
it could be like a
60-40
before you but finish.
But it can't like you yo. Know if I'm sick yo, I'm talking. What's
dog,
up?
Dog. So what's you're up? You're telling me you like when a woman is more aggressive than you? We know you.
What's wrong with that?
So if a woman is more aggressive than you, that's some shit, yo. That's
you don't know me in the bedroom, you shit.
What wait, yeah. What?
Next. Now.
I'm mad I asked the question now.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think it's very, very important, man. I do.
I feel sorry for my nephew in this house.
Yeah, I do. Like, I like to feel... I'm human. Who doesn't want to feel sexually wanted by their mate? Like, I just don't... My thing is... Don't give it to me on a reward system basis. Because I'm, you know what I mean?
That's a good boy. Like a school.
Seriously. Because I done took you out. On Tuesday, I'm getting the butt Tuesday. But come Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, what's up? Like, nah. Just be listen. If we all right. So for the, so if we at odds and sex don't make you know don't smooth things over. Things that even talked about. But like, I think we should be able to still be able to get it in. You know what I mean? Like whatever the issue is, I think we should still be able to physically and from you know having conversations with different females, being in relationships. You know, y'all going through whatever. Sometimes you know. All right, let me just say, dries the pussy up. Well, she may not want you at that very moment. Like, shop is closed. She turns her back on you. Listen, she put whatever her little onesie zip-up joint on. You ain't, listen, it's going to be a fight all night to try to get up in that hole. Like,
golly.
Yeah, like, y'all know how it is. Y'all both married. Well, you know, Pootie, you married. Reach, you married. And Dirt, you know, whatever you got going on. Yeah, so, like, don't make... The sex for like a reward system to me. I hate that shit with a passion. Do not do that to me. Now that's a turn off. I do not like reward system pussy. I like natural flowing.
Reward system pussy. That's new. That's
seriously.
That's different.
Alright.
But yeah. So with that being said, yes, it's a high level of importance for my mate. To be, you know.
As assertive.
As a I said, she could either, don't be, I don't want it to be 90-10. You know what I mean? 70-30. See, I could deal with 60-40. I could deal with 60-40.
Okay.
And I damn sure can deal with equal or above. Let's not get too used to the used to, because I guarantee you this. I guarantee you this. When we first started having relations, shit was hot and horny then.
He is an old man.
Fucking up
here. He's 70.
Yo, we was fucking up headboards frequently.
Today.
Right. So, yeah, it's important.
How old is JoJo?
He'd be 13.
Oh, okay. All right.
What about...
Go ahead. Who's next?
Maurice? I know you are.
You're last.
You don't know how old your nephew is?
I didn't go. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm going to try to hurry, be quick. Time is of the essence.
We need to have a part two.
But we could do that
too. I need all my sisters at this point.
I agree that it is important. Like I said, the reason why I brought this up, because I know of a couple who had that issue. I don't think they have it today, but we were discussing it, and you know, like I said, the male in the situation was telling me that she never had came on. So I'm like, what do you mean never? He literally put the never, and I'm like, you know how when people say never, you're like, that's like definitively. He was like, I'm telling you, it's never happened. I laughed because I thought he was joking and he was serious. So for me, it is definitely important, especially if you've been with somebody for years and you plan on building with this person, marrying them and doing all of this stuff, building a life with them. You do want to feel important. You want to feel wanted, desired, all of those things. So I do put a high level of importance on that. It's high priority. So you do have to make that person feel wanted, because if you don't, like you said, I don't know who said it, but sometimes like you go wandering, it makes you feel like, you know, if you don't, somebody else will. And right. that's literally right. What always happens. That's how most people probably get caught cheating and all that other kind of shit, because you start neglecting at home and somebody from outside your home is waiting in the wings. That's how, everybody watches BMF, right? What's happening?
I haven't started the season yet.
But what's happening is it's the same thing.
Charles!
It's a neglection, and Charles. Then it's somebody waiting in the wing.
Charles need a honey pad.
Yeah, he's drawn.
Charles
is drawn. But either way, it's literally like that. Like, you can not even be thinking about doing that type of shit, but it's somebody in the wing waiting, and they know, and they can sense. It's almost like they can sense when they know it's not happening. So I do put a high level of importance on it and priority that as a woman, regardless of how tired you are, regardless of what you're feeling, you gotta be able to put that priority on that, because you know what I mean, you don't want your mate to feel less desirable, and it's like, damn, what the fuck is my problem? Like you said, like what is it? Is it me? Am I doing something wrong? Like me? Let me know. But that's my take on it.
Ask the question again, Maurice. Go for it. One more time.
Ask the question again.
Well, before I start.
So the question is, and this is obviously from a female standpoint, because the people who I'm referring to, it was the female never coming on to the male. Is it important, or do you feel as though it's important for a woman to initiate sex? That's the question in a nutshell.
I feel like... There are times, yes, you should initiate it, but there are also clauses in this Mr. Law and Order, because some of us just had children, some of us are completely busy, some of us work, but it's honestly no excuse not to initiate. Not saying we don't initiate it, but here's my thing. I feel like sometimes you pulling me a shot for a reason.
It's not your cup.
Oh, okay. I feel like sometimes you pouring a shot too.
I mean, they drinking it up.
Sometimes,
like the semen shot.
It just happens that
what
way.
Did you just say? The semen shot that he took that.
Cement
shot. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
Jesus.
Yeah, go ahead. We're listening.
I feel like it should go both ways. Absolutely. And if there are times that we don't initiate it. It should be understood, but it also should be understood on both ends, because there are times where it don't happen on both ends. Go ahead and I see you scratching. But
my fucking head.
It happened. You can't always say it's the woman. I guess the question is, the woman should initiate.
Well, the only reason why I'm saying that is because of the example that was set was that she had never initiated. Like,
how many years was this?
I initiate, but I never said I.
This was
as much as I should.
Maybe they were in the maybe like year six. Maybe.
God dang.
Yeah, we're in year five. God damn.
That's a lot of big
bleeds. baby, you're begging.
I don't know nothing about that because
we
I
might have to do a part two. This shit about to check.
I'm not saying
part two. Get a counterpart.
Yeah, we might have to do a part two because this is about to check.
Okay, well,
we ain't even gonna be able to do the shot with.
Damn.
But it should be. It's over.
It's about to be.
Okay, we gonna do part two, but it should be repeated. Reciprocated.
Okay, I was about to say, come
well,
on.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. So before we go, most men are trying more than probably women are. And for your very reason, what you just stated, because you feel like y'all go through pregnancies and after pregnancies, you know what I mean? You may go through postpartum.
Why y'all looking around?
Because he's about to say something major.
What was I about to say? Obviously, you have your times of the months. There's a lot of factors that go into a why a woman wouldn't want to or feel like it. I wouldn't excuse any of them because obviously everybody here, with the exception of Dirt, has children. So if you've experienced that and you know what that goes, when you know what that entails, it's a lot. So I'm not taking that.
And not everybody has kids.
He just said that's what he
said. I'm looking at both of y'all.
I got kids.
What
you mean?
But he old enough. Go ahead.
Yeah. So that's just that does play a part, and that is a factor.
Open your legs, bitch.
No, ain't no dead cat tonight. Ain't no dead cat.
Jesus Christ. Well, listen. This has been another episode of Unprivileged Drinkers. We got to get out of here. We got to figure out a way to do a part two.
We're going
to
do a part two. We're going to get you a counterpart.
Yeah, we got to do a part two.
Oh, man.
And like I said, only reason why I brought it up because I think like on Valentine's Day, it's going to be a lot of sex happening after the gifts are given.
Or not.
Or not.
Nah, niggas trying to make up for shit that they ain't did all year. And they're still, hey.
We're going to be slapping the salami downstairs.
Damn.
But yo, listen, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. It's Unprivileged Drinkers. We got to get out of here. You will see a part two. I promise you that. This is, we just ran out of time. That's just what happened. Like, you know what I mean? We ran out of time. But Unprivileged Drinkers, successes for the hood. Tap in with us.
Drink up.
Double.
Friday night, everybody come to get lit. Red cups, what you sip? My man roller, he bring a zip. Any right. Moscato and Douce, whatever you want to get. Call your girls, all my niggas, call your guys, fall in line. They